righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, our home base, Sports Talk 1400 AM on our radio side. And, of course, here in the studios at South Point, the South Point Studio Streaming Network at YouTube. And, of course, our podcasting, our websites, and all that goody stuff. Good morning and welcome to the Race Day Show for this almost Friday, Thursday. We welcome you to the show, and of course, here at the South Point Hotel Casino Studios, at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. Okay, listen. The weather is the big, big deal going on right now, okay? Here's the deal. Here in Las Vegas, first of all, here I am wearing turtlenecks again. It was really nice and warm, and we thought we were going to get the springtime weather last week, and now the cold front came in. So here's the deal. Here in Las Vegas right now, it's 43 degrees.
Straight talk.
We're only going to get up to 60 degrees today. Now, this is already in April, so we're going to get up to 60 degrees. This is the way the temperature is going to be for the next couple of days here in Vegas, and then we hope that we'll get a little bit warmer later on. That obviously is due to the fact that we got some crazy weather that's going across the country. Right now in California, up and down the California coast, is clear and nice. But there's no racing in California today. Then we get through, like Arizona, New Mexico, etc. That's nice as well. Cold, but no precipitation. That huge storm that's going to cause a big problem in the Midwest, and I mean hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods. Tornadoes, believe it or not. Or floods. It's on its way through parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, where Oaklawn Park is at, etc. And it's going to make its way through the Midwest, and then it'll. By the time it gets into the Northeast, it's going to be mostly rain, but a lot of it. So here's the deal. Now going over the state of Kentucky, the one that we're concentrating on right now, because Keeneland is supposed to open tomorrow. Did you notice that, what I said, supposed to? Tomorrow was the official opening of Keeneland Spring Meet. They have anticipated this horrible storm that's coming through there that's going to dump massive amounts of water, not to mention the fact that it could result in a tornado or two around the area. They have anticipated and are taking precautionary measures, and Keeneland will now delay Friday and delay Saturday, the big day with the Bluegrass Stakes in it. No racing. They've canceled racing tomorrow, Friday, and they've also canceled on Saturday already. Here's what's going to happen. Sunday will be the new opening of Keeneland's spring meet. They're going to keep the Sunday card that they drew already on Sunday. The Friday card from tomorrow will hop over to Monday. The Saturday card with the Bluegrass and the other stakes races on it, we'll now hop over to Tuesday. So next Monday and Tuesday coming up are going to be big racing days in the tracks, in the books, etc. Because Keeneland's, as you know, on their opening day Friday, they had 3 stakes races. And on Saturday, they had 5 stakes races highlighted by the Bluegrass. Friday, they highlighted the Ashland Stakes. These two races have Kentucky Derby, Kentucky and Kentucky Oaks points attached to them, 100 points each. That'll happen now on Monday and Tuesday. Tomorrow's card to Monday, Saturday's card to Tuesday. They will anticipate opening on Sunday with the Sunday card. That's at Keeneland. I want to remind everybody about Keeneland there. All right, now today starts the Royal Palm meeting at Gulfstream Park. The Royal Palm meeting starts there today. I guess it's renamed. It used to be where Calder took over, but Calder's no longer. So it opens the spring meet, the Royal Palm meet at Gulfstream Park. If you remember, on Sunday, closing day of the championship meeting at Gulfstream Park, they had a carryover of $288,488 in the jackpot pick six carryover. It had to be a mandatory payoff on closing day. However, you remember that the bad weather through there caused the racetrack to cancel the races before that pick six started on Sunday, their closing day. That money has been sitting there at the track throughout the week, and now on the opening day of the Palm Meadows meeting, We have tried to contact, we've looked on websites, we tried to contact the racetrack, and Jonathan Hardoon got through to the mutual department. They indicated to him that they're going to hold on to the money until when? Jonathan asked when? They don't know. So there's $288,488 sitting there, and we understand why they couldn't run the pick six on Sunday. It becomes now a question is why not, they're not doing the carryover on this opening day. Maybe they'll do it over the weekend, but they're not telling us anything right now. So that jackpot money is sitting there in limbo right now until we figure out what's going on. But today we'll open the Royal Palm meeting at Gulfstream Park. And also, today is the opening day of the spring meeting at Aqueduct. They closed down the winter meeting. The winter meeting was ended on Sunday at Aqueduct. As far as the Aqueduct winter meet, Manny Franco won that with 64 wins over Jose Lascano, who had 56, and Kendrick Carmouche had 46 for the winter meet at Aqueduct. As far as the trainer standings at Aqueduct during the winter meet, and this would be no surprise to anybody, Linda Rice ran away with the trainer's title. She had 51 wins over the winter meet at Aqueduct. To give you an idea of how much she won by, Dick Dutrow Jr. was second with 18. Okay, and Rudy Rodriguez finished third with 14 in that meet. So it's opening day for the spring meetings, both at Aqueduct and at Gulfstream Park today. And as far as the spring meet at Keeneland, because of the horrible weather that will be going through there in the Midwest, etc., from now through the next couple of days, they have canceled tomorrow and Saturday, rescheduling Friday's card to Monday, Saturday's card to Tuesday. So it's going to be kind of an exciting Monday and Tuesday, that's for sure. Take that in addition to the Final Four in March Madness that'll happen on Saturday, and the final game, the championship game, that will also happen on Monday. So the beginning of the weekend next week is going to be rather a little bit more stacked with the eventful events than it normally is. Final note, the Dubai World Cup running on Saturday morning. Okay, the Dubai World Cup, the big World Cup card for in Maidan Racecourse in Dubai will run on Saturday morning. Here in Las Vegas, it'll be early. Now, the races will be early here in Las Vegas. The race book here at the South Point for the Parimutuel betting on the Dubai World Cup races will open at 5 a.m. They'll be open here at the South Point at 5 a.m. for wagering on the Dubai World Cup. They are still waiting for an approval to have the advance wagering on Friday. When they get that to us, we will let you know. And by the way, Friday is tomorrow. So hopefully by tomorrow morning, we'll let you know if you can play in advance the Dubai World Cup for Saturday. Also, weather has a little bit to do with the Dubai World Cup as well, which is a half a world away. Because of the extreme heat right now in Dubai at Maidan Racecourse, because of that extreme heat, they're backing up the post time of the Dubai World Cup. That Dubai World Cup won't run until 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. They backed the race up about a half an hour. Now, in the Dubai World Cup, the big horse in the race is, of course, Forever Young. And, boy, does this horse deserve it after that crazy wild finish as a three-year-old in the Kentucky Derby last year. Forever Young has come back this year as a four-year-old and really is racing well. Probably the big cornerstone of the future of the Japanese breeding industry, that's for sure. Forever Young, of course, won the Saudi Cup, the $20 million Saudi Cup, and is the favorite in an 11-horse field for the Dubai World Cup. As far as the Dubai World Cup and the American interests are concerned in those races, really two big races that have American influence in it. The Americans have in the Golden Sheehan, Wesley Ward has Nakatomi. Dan Blacker has a Straight No Chaser, who won, by the way, the sprint race in Saudi. Straight No Chaser is there, and the Breeders' Cup winner as well. And Jorge Delgado has Super Chow. So Super Chow, Straight No Chaser, and Nakatomi will be representing the United States in the Golden Sheehan. As far as the Godolphin Mile is concerned, Juan Carlos Avila has Little Vic. I believe this was a winner of a recent, I think, the Fred Hooper down at Gulfstream Park in his last race. And Doug O'Neill has sent out Raging Torrent to run in the Godolphin Mile. Some of the American horses, the American interests there. And as far as the Dubai World Cup, as we say, there are 11 in that race. It looks like this. Number one with post position five. Again, the betting numbers and the post position numbers do not match when you get to the foreign countries. So, program number one, post position five, is Forever Young. Program number two, post position seven, is Hit Show. That's another big horse here from the America. Brad Cox, the trainer, Florent Garreau, will ride Hit Show in the Dubai World Cup. That is an American interest there. Number three is Il Mercato. Il Mercato is another American interest horse. Antonio Sano is the trainer there. John Velasquez in Dubai to ride there for Il Mercato. And that'll be number three with post position number six. Follow this bouncing ball because it's hard for me too. Number four, bet number four, post position 10 is Imperial Emperor. Bet number five, post position 11 is Katona, another American horse there for Doug O'Neill. Sylvester De Souza is going to ride that horse, Katona, in the Dubai World Cup. Mixto, another American horse. Another horse trained by Doug O'Neill will be ridden by Frankie Dettori. Mixto is bet number six, post position eight. Number seven, with post position nine, is Ramjet. Number eight, post position two, but bet number eight is Rattle and Roll. Another American horse there. Kenny McPeak aboard. Kenny McPeak is the trainer. William Buick will ride Rattle and Roll, bet number eight, post number two. Bet number nine, post number four, is Ushiba Tesoro. Bet number 10, post position one, is Walk of Stars. And bet number 11 and post position three is Wilson Tesoro. That's the field for the Dubai World Cup. As you can tell, the Americans are pretty well loaded in the Dubai World Cup in that race. We'll have, going against Forever Young, we'll have Hit Show, Il Mercato, Katona, and Mixto going in that one, along with Rattle and Roll. So that'll be an interesting race there. The UAE Derby, run Saturday morning at Maidan Racecourse, has Kentucky Derby points to it. Yeah, I believe it's 100 points for that. And in that race, the American entrants in the UAE Derby include Flood Zone, Brad Cox trains, Florent Garreau will ride, and we've got Doug Watson has Radford with John Velasquez aboard. Those are the two horses that represent American interest in the UAE Derby. There will be nine in that race. And, of course, as I told you, the other American interest in the other races there at Maidan. So that's going to start early Saturday morning. And then, of course, we roll into Saturday with the Wood Memorial at Aqueduct and five stakes races on their card that day. And, of course, the Santa Anita Derby will be run on Saturday as well, with five entered in that race and five stakes races total on the Santa Anita card. So now you're kind of all set for what's happening as far as Saturday in the morning, etc. Now, it was very interesting because I got an interest from, I believe, one of our, I don't know if we got a text. They didn't tell me whether we got the text or an actual email from someone that was looking for the horses that that need to win points to get into the Kentucky Derby. So here are the horses that have clinched the spot in the Kentucky Derby so far: Sandman, Tastastic, Happen Street, Sovereignty, A Final Gambit, Cole Battle, Chunk of Gold, Owen Almighty, Citizen Bull, Publisher, and Luxor Cafe have 60 or more points to get into the Kentucky Derby. They've got there to clinch it. Journalism, who's sitting a little bit under that and is one of the favorites for the Santa Anita Derby, is sitting there to be in any one of the top three in the Santa Anita Derby to clinch a spot in the Kentucky Derby. Flood Zone needs to finish in the top two spots in his next start. Burnham Square needs to finish in the top two spots in his next start. And as far as any of the others, Chance McPatrick, Render Judgment, Omaha, Omaha, River Thames, that goes this weekend, Sand Devil, Hill Road, and Rodriguez, who also goes this weekend, need points, need finish in the money in their respective races. Now, Chancer McPatrick and Random Judgment are in the Bluegrass, so is River Thames. They need to finish on the board in the Bluegrass to get into the clinching spot for the Kentucky Derby. Omaha, Omaha, Sand Devil, Hill Road, and Rodriguez all go in the Wood Memorial. They need to clinch anywhere in the top three spots to get into the Kentucky Derby. So it's getting down to crunch down for these horses, and we will see what happens there. All right, lot to be covered, covered there on the opening segment of the show. Today we have Jonathan Ardoon with us, Rich Eng will be with us, and of course John Lendo and Jerry Jackowitz. Jerry Jackowitz, of course, will have his Aqueduct picks today. Aqueduct is opening their spring meet today. And thanks a lot to Jonathan Ardoon, Rich Eng, and Dwayne Carlucci yesterday. They all came up with winners yesterday. Richie Eng's horse won the first race at Tampa Bay, paying 620. And then Dwayne Carlucci and Jonathan Ardoon were both on the winner of the third race, Old Town Road, that paid 680. And I'm sorry, I take that back. Jonathan Ardoon had the second horse, Magical Warrior, but the Sirocco play hit. Dwayne Carlucci had the winner, Old Town Road, at 680. Jonathan Ardoon's horse finished second, Magical Warrior, in that race. And as I suggested, the Sirocco play was in tune there. The $2 exacta, the Sirocco play box, the $2 exacta paid $11.40. And if you took a notion and took Richie's horse in the first, and Jonathan and Dwayne's horse in the second race, and took an all in the, they were in the third race. Jonathan and Dwayne Carlucci was in the third race. So if you took Richie in the first, their two picks in the third, and hit the all in the second race for the pick three, you also hit that. So thanks a lot for our handicappers there yesterday. But we've got a long weekend to go. We need more from our handicappers, and we hope to get it from them today. One last reminder, we will not have a show on coming Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, there will be no Race Day Las Vegas radio program. They're making major changes in the studio's configurations on over the next over Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We'll be back on the air next Thursday. And, of course, we'll be back for the rest of the weekend as normal. No Wednesday show, only next week, and then we're set and ready to go on our road to the Kentucky Derby. Because, folks, with today, we have exactly 30 days to go until the Run for the Roses. Oh, boy. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, looking at the weather right now today, the temperatures around the country, Miami 83 degrees and windy there today. We've got New York at 70 with some rain in the forecast there. Chicago is 54 degrees. And on the West Coast, Phoenix, Arizona, 70. L.A. is 66. And as I say, here in Las Vegas, we're going to get up to 60 degrees today. So there's a cold front behind the weather that's making its way across the country. And as far as precipitation is concerned today, all I can say is that or I can get, I can pull that one up. It's going to be, we're going to have to watch out for some bad weather around the country. Simply put, that's just the case. All right, here's the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. Reminding you, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening, if you're here in Las Vegas or anywhere in the Pacific time zone, these will be your first post times. These will be the first post times rolling out on our book today. If you're in any of the other time zones around the world, simply put, just adjust to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We begin with Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Hey, Mahoning Valley's got a stakes race today, the $75,000 Howard B. Noonan Stakes. It's the seventh on the card, six furlongs for three-year-olds, a compact field of five, 6-5 Boots Malone, 9-5 Super Wolf. That's in the stakes race today at Mahoning Valley. First post time for their eight-race card at Mahoning Valley Racecourse with a pick-six jackpot carryover of $8,160 is set at 9:15 at Mahoning. Next comes Gulfstream Park's Royal Palm Meet starts today. Gulfstream Park, first post time at 9:50. Don't know what's happening with the carryover jackpot, but it's not available today. Eight races at Gulfstream today and a first post time of 9:50. 9:50 today at Gulfstream. Next comes Aqueduct, the big A in New York. Aqueduct has a first post time of 10:10 today. 10:10 at Aqueduct. And as far as the conditions are concerned, cloudy and 49 degrees. The track's fast, though, at Aqueduct today. And a first post time at Aqueduct is set at 9:50. 9:50 at Aqueduct today. With a, I'm sorry, did I say 9:50? Pardon me, that was Gulfstream Park. Aqueduct is 10:10. My bad. 10:10 is first post time at Aqueduct for their eight race card. Aqueduct, 10:10. Sunland Park is next. Sunland Park has 11 races today. Their first post time is 11:25. 11:25 at Sunland today. And then we go to Hawthorne Racecourse. Hawthorne Racecourse has a pick six carryover, $1,141. It's a regular pick six, $1,141. And they also have a carryover in their super high five. That stands at $2,912. Seven races today at Hawthorne. First post time is at 12:40. 12:40 at Hawthorne. Then we get to Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. Turf Paradise has a pick six jackpot carryover standing at $62,854. $62,854 in the pick six carryover at jackpot carryover at Turf Paradise. First two races are going to be quarter horse races, and the last seven will be thoroughbreds. They got a couple of stakes races today at Turf Paradise as well. They are the seventh and ninth races on the card. First post time at Turf Paradise is set at 12:55. 12:55 at Turf Paradise. Charlestown will wrap up the short menu for today. Charlestown has a pick six jackpot carryover, $91,469 in their pick six jackpot carryover. Nine races at Charlestown. First post time is at 4 p.m. That's the racing menu for today. Now we go out to Jonathan Hardoon, standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Breaking news for Race Day Las Vegas show. The pick six mandatory payout at Gulfstream will be April 13th. Just found out.
let's just hope it's not Friday the 13th, for goodness sakes. It's got to be a Saturday. Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, it's a Saturday or Sunday because tomorrow's the fifth. Saturday's
the fifth. Yeah, it'll be Sunday. It'll be a week from Sunday.
A week from Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. Finally.
April 13th. A week from Sunday.
All right. So obviously they wanted to make a lot of interest. That thing is sitting in the bank. $280,000 is sitting in the bank. You know, and they're going to milk the. Are they going to put the interest on top of that for us?
I have no idea. Maybe they were listening to you at the start of the show and got scared and put up a date. So who knows?
Well, we did. We think that somebody was listening to us on the show yesterday. You pegged it yesterday on the show. You said, listen, if Keeneland already knows they're going to have bad weather on Friday and Saturday, why don't they just switch it to Monday and Tuesday and tell everybody ahead of time? You said that at 7 o'clock Pacific time yesterday morning, and about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, Keeneland did exactly what you said.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. Listen, Ralph, they're doing the right thing. Not only that, they have a couple of turf stake races. I don't know if they'll be able to run them by Monday and Tuesday, but at least they'll have a chance to run them.
Yeah.
And again, it's not that far away. It's only 2 days later than the Saturday, so it's fine. They still have enough time, you know, before the Derby, and Keelan 100% did the right thing.
Well, all I can say is that is a smart thing, and I'm glad they did it as soon as they could, because now, I mean, not only for us horse players, because we'll, it's easy for us to kind of shift around, much easier than us, than the horsemen themselves, because there are horses that have race day
medication,
yeah. Routine, etc.
Other things, yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah, so it's good there. So we'll wait. It's okay. It'll be like a weekend for us on Monday and Tuesday with Keeneland.
Yeah.
Real quick, there's some good news going on here. Netflix is coming out with a 6-part series called Race for the Crown. Now, I saw a teaser on this. I saw a trailer for this, and it's going to be something else. It's going to be
really?
It's going to be on Netflix, a 6-part series. The first one starts, I believe, on April 21st, and I saw the trailer, and you got to go. You can go to Netflix right now if you're not a subscriber, and they have the trailers on there. You go to Netflix and click on the trailer for Race for the Crown. It is a series that finally is showing the excitement and all the good stuff in racing rather than all of the negative stuff. So I really want people to watch that. It's Race for the Crown on Netflix. It starts on April 21st, a six-part series, and it has Rapoli as one of the people on there. It's got jockeys and everything. It's really good. Look at the trailer, and you'll find out. But maybe we can try to get somebody from the production crew here for that as well. But in addition, that's some good news for us, and it's a good time, you know, perfect time of the season to get it as we move into the Kentucky Derby and the springtime, because when we get to the spring and summer, that is when we have most of the racetracks running on each day. So that's all good stuff there. Jonathan, we've got Dubai World Cup. That thing is loaded with American horses this year.
Yeah, I don't have much interest, to be honest with you, Ralph. I'm busy with the other tracks on this part of the world. Again, I find it very hard to bet those races. You can't follow your horses for the most part. They're good races to watch, you know, as a fan. But I have really very little interest in playing them.
Well, and taking a quick look at the two races that will run on Saturday that have Derby points to them, and, of course, the Santa Anita Derby in California, it has a 5-horse field. But yet Bob Baffert, his horse, Citizen Bull, is morning lined at 9-5. Of course, we all know what he's done. He's an Eclipse Award winner and a Breeders' Cup winner. But Mike McCarthy has the 6-5 morning line favorite, and that's Journalism, a son of Curlin. And I can tell you right now, I think Journalism is the real deal.
Well, he absolutely is. I mean, he has 4 starts. He's never gone backwards. The question is, similar to last week, as they get closer to the Derby and once they know they're in, is there any real, you know, interest in squeezing these horses, especially with the Derby just 30 days away, like you said? So I'm not sure he's going to be primed for his peak performance. But listen, Ralph, it's a ridiculous race. It's a 5-horse field. Baffert has both speed horses, Citizen Bull and Barnes. They're not going to go after each other. We know that. Barnes needs the points to get in the Derby. So besides handicapping the horses, you got to handicap the trainer's intentions. You know, it's a 5-horse race. I would play Barnes if I was betting the race.
Now, I would say this, that Journalism, although he'll probably get into the field, he still needs a few points to clinch getting in there. So if he finishes in the top 3, he's okay.
If he runs 1, 2, or 3 in this 5-horse field,
right,
which you know he's going to do,
right,
he's going to be in.
Yeah. And by the way, the second and third place finishers in these races, that's only 75 points in the San Anita Derby,
right,
because of the fact that there's only 5 horses in the race. So the second and third and fourth place finishers will also be cut down, but they'll still be
37 for second as opposed to 50. They're giving you 37 if you're on second. So,
and what about 30? You know about
I think 20 something.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
So, and the other races, the Wood Memorial and the Bluegrass, the second and third place finishers, they will have enough to clinch as well, right?
Yeah, well, the Bluegrass will be run on Tuesday, obviously, at Keeneland. The Wood is going to be run on Saturday. It's the 12th race. It's a mile and an eighth. And this is a full field.
Yeah.
You've got 12 horses in this race. And if I had a horse going to the Derby, I would want them running in a race like this as opposed to a five-horse field, only for the reason that you're going to get battle-tested. You know, all of a sudden, you're going to show up on at the Derby where you've been running in five-horse fields, and now you have 20 horses. Well, that's going to be somewhat of a culture shock, I would think, to these horses. So when you come out of these big fields, I think it's better for the horses that are running that day because at least they're somewhat battle-tested.
Yes, battle-tested is a good phrase for this, and that education is real important when you get to Churchill Downs, in addition to that massive crowd that's going crazy as well. In this race, Bob Baffert sends out Rodriguez. Rodriguez will go in the Wood Memorial. He drew post one in this race. Now, this race is at a mile and one-eighth. It's the full circumference of the Aqueduct racetrack. So he's got a good spot there on the rail if he breaks, because that whole field is going to have to compact to get into that first turn really quickly. Number two is Captain Cook. He needs points as well. Dick Dutrow is having a great year, and he's looking to bounce back with a contender for the Kentucky Derby. The three is Tiger 24, Castellano for Mott. The four is Mai Mottoli. Luis Rivera for Carlos Martin. The five, Sand Devil. Jose Lascano for Linda Rice, and we all know that team is very potent, Sand Devil. Six is Hill Road, Joel Rosario for Chad Brown. The seven is Grande. That's Dylan Davis for Todd Pletcher, and, of course, that is the Rapoli Stables' hope for the Kentucky Derby this year. The eight is Passion Rules, Kendrick Carmouche for your man Brad Cox. The nine is Bear Claws Necklace, Romero Mara for Safi Joseph Jr., who sends that horse there to New York. Number 10 is McAfee, Eric Cancel for Dick Dutrow. So Dutrow has two in the race. The 11 is Statesman. Samuel Martin is going to ride for, Samuel Marin is going to ride for Shug McGahee. And the 12 is Omaha, Raul Menez for Michael Gorham.
Yeah, Captain Cook, Ralph, has a real advantage. First of all, he has a win at Aqueduct at a mile and an eighth. That's the number two horse we're talking about. He also has a win in the slop. They're expecting bad weather Saturday. Uh-huh. If you're handicapping, I would certainly be handicapping for an off track. Captain Cook, I think, is the right play, and Dutrow will be going to the Kentucky Derby with Captain Cook.
All right, you got it. By the way, Omaha's Raul Mena. Raul Mena rides that horse there. I think that horse got a good outside chance, Omaha does, to hit the board anyhow.
Why not?
Well, okay, so that's the Wood Memorial, and just a quick look at the Wood Memorial and the Santa Anita Derby, of course. We'll get into the race, Keeneland's Bluegrass, on Sunday, because that race won't run until Tuesday. But it's going to be an interesting weekend, that's for sure. Keep the bouncing ball going, you know what I'm talking about? Between
you're
that,
be totally busy and completely confused by
that's
some
right.
Sunday.
Yeah, by the end of Sunday, by the end of Tuesday, I should say, with all the basketball going on, all that, we'll need to rest on Wednesday. That's for sure. And of course, we won't have a show on Wednesday, which is the perfect day not to have a show after this long
off,
weekend.
Ralph.
Yeah,
thank
good
you.
Day off.
We really need that one.
All right, let's get started. Give me a couple of picks today.
Okay, well, let's be honest, Ralph. Both the cards at Aqueduct and Gulfstream today, really slim pickings, to be honest with you. A lot of favorites, short fields, but we're going to do the best we can. Aqueduct, seventh race today, a mile and 3/16 on the main track, and they had rain overnight. They're expecting more rain later in the day. In any case, I like the number two horse in here, Magical Ways, a six-year-old gelding from the Rudy Rodriguez barn. Ruben Silvera aboard to ride. He's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. I think a mile and 3/16 is going to fit this horse perfectly. He's a grinder. He just keeps plodding along, and I like this horse in this spot. I like number two, Magical Ways, to win today's seventh race out at Aqueduct.
All right. In the seventh race, number two, Magical Ways, is your pick at Aqueduct. Seventh race, the two. We'll get right to your pick at Gulfstream, because you got folks wanting to get a hold of you, buddy.
It was a scam call or whatever. Okay. Seventh race today at Gulfstream. another short field, but the number one horse in here, Bless America, a five-year-old, makes his first start since joining the Safi Joseph barn. He's listed at 2-1 on the morning line, but I'm making him a pick five single. Ooh. Seventh race today, number one, Bless America.
All right, seventh race, number one, Bless America. The one horse in the seventh race at Gulfstream is your play there at the new meet, the Royal Palm meet there. And you had two full sheets today, Aqueduct and Gulfstream. And you scammers, you got your number. All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Tell them where to get it.
JonHardoon.com. Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. You got it, my man. And we're going to go to our break. And when we come back, Rich Eng is standing by. And we'll get a pick from him as well after that nice winner he gave us yesterday at Tampa Bay. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. A lot of chatting going on our chat box there on the Race Day Las Vegas show for today. Remember, if you want to chat along in the chat box, what you do is you go to YouTube, you get to the South Point Studios streaming there, and then you'll see the Race Day icon. You hit Race Day, and then you'll be on our page. You'll be watching and listening to our show live. And then on the right-hand side is the chat room. And all you have to do to join the chat room is subscribe. It is free of charge to subscribe if you haven't already subscribed, and then you're off and chatting away in the chat box on Race Day. All right, let's go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All I got to tell you, Richie, is the horse that you picked out yesterday, your pick yesterday at Tampa Bay, going down the backstretch, he was last by a zip code. And I thought to myself, man, he's got to make up a lot of ground. But boy, did he. I mean, he closed and just went right by him.
Yeah, one of the keys for making the pick was that Sammy Camacho is one of the top jockeys at Tampa Bay Downs. And so he read the field correctly, timed it just right, got up in the final stride.
Yep, and he got it done. That's for sure. And, made up a lot of ground and got that done for sure. All right, we're getting close to Final Four on Saturday, and of course the championship game for the NCAA college basketball tournament on Monday. And all I got to say, it's going to be exciting because all number one seeds in the four different divisions, the four different locations, all got there. So they're all going to be the number one seeds in there. That's the second time it's happened since they expanded the field size in the tournament. So No upsets this year. It's all going to be the favorites there.
Yeah, on paper, they should be fantastic basketball games when you have four number ones. And someone's still going to be favored, and they're still going to be betting on them. And in my heart, I'll be rooting for Houston. That's the last team I got left in my futures.
Now, Richie, I know that you are doing not only Southern California racing handicapping on the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites, but you're also doing the complete meet at Keeneland. Now, of course, Keeneland, tomorrow's card has been transferred to Monday, and Saturday's card's been transferred to Tuesday, but you'll still have your complete handicapping for Keeneland on the days that they race during this season, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'll be doing the Keeneland sheet on Monday and on Tuesday and on Wednesday and any day that they race, they tell me.
All right, Richie, before I get your pick for today, I want to remind everybody as well that we will be asking you your thoughts about the Wood Memorial and the Santa Anita Derby on Saturday. So keep that in mind. I think the Wood Memorial is going to be probably the most competitive weekend derby prep race yet to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when you draw a field of 12, it just shows you it's a wide open race. And, you know, the reason nobody went to the Santa Anita Derby is who the heck wants to shift from the East or the Midwest to face journalism, Barnes, Citizen Bowl? You know, that's kind of suicidal. So they ended up shipping to New York.
All right, Richie, let's get started with the pick.
Well, I'm on a nice run, Ralph. I had winners on Saturday, Sunday,
yep,
and Wednesday. And let's see if we can keep it going today. Turf Paradise, like Jonathan, I had trouble trying to find a horse. I went to Turf Paradise in the sixth race, a really ugly-looking maiden-claiming field. But there's a horse which has Southern California resume. It's the number 11, Audible Silence. Val Brinkerhoff is a listed trainer. He's got a few horses there that, quite frankly, cannot compete at Santa Anita. But I'm just this is a leap of faith, Ralph, that the back class from Southern California will be enough to get the job done. 5-1 is a square price in a field of 12. Number 11, Audible Silence, race 6.
In the sixth race at Turf Paradise today, number E11, Audible Silence. I hope he has makes a lot of splash there. The 11, Audible Silence, in the sixth race at Turf Paradise is your play. And, Richie, you'll get back to work tomorrow for handicapping at Santa Anita, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, one final small break, and then we're back with John and Jerry. Don't go away.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas to wrap up this Thursday show, and we'll be back hopefully tomorrow morning, God willing, Crick Don't Rise, at 7 a.m. Pacific time to set up the weekend of horse racing. And now we're going to Southern California, where Mr. John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. Listen, we know that you're doing the complete Keeneland meet as well as Richie's doing for the Linda Report this meet. So you're going to be having sheets here, the Linda Report, for Monday and Tuesday, right?
Yeah, starting tomorrow, I think nine straight days we'll have something in the sports book and race book there at the South Point. We'll have Santa Anita, obviously, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Uh-huh. They take a break next week. They don't have live racing. and then we'll have Keeneland Sunday through the following Sunday.
Now, that break, of course, ends the what the traditionally was the Santa Anita meeting. And then when they get back from that break, that short period before they get down to Los Alamitos for the next meet is what would be considered the Hollywood Park-type meet, right?
Right. They'll call that the Hollywood meet, and that's really taking the dates from the old Hollywood Park after they closed.
All right. Well, John, some good news in Southern California. I understand Santa Anita and Los Alamitos are going to have purse increases for their spring meets.
Well, this is some of the benefits of having no Northern California circuit. And with the stabling now being eliminated up at Pleasanton, all the van bills to bring those horses up and back. So there's that revenue is starting to come back to Southern California. There'll be some purse increases on that. There's still a purse deficit that's being paid down from the last couple of years. So, yeah, they're catching up a little bit, but it's nice to see the horsemen are going to race for a little bit more money. It's still, you know, a far cry from what you're going to see at Churchill Downs, but it's better than it was.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's just keep the mojo going in the right direction, even though we've had some anemic cards there. Want to remind everybody, though, that tomorrow when Santa Anita kicks in for the weekend, they're going to have a carryover in the pick six, right?
Yeah, there's $100,000 to start tomorrow. And, you know, if nobody hits that tomorrow going to that Santa Anita Derby Day, that could be a lot of fun. And on Saturday, Ralph, in addition to Santa Anita, because of the postponement of Keeneland, I'm going to do the last pick five at Aqueduct as well with that Wood Memorial card.
Okay, so you're audibling for Saturday. You'll have a full Santa Anita sheet and the last pick five at Aqueduct that encompasses the Wood Memorial on Saturday as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of eyes will be on that, so we'll have some information there.
All right. Well, we know you're going to be busy, so we'll let you go. I just wanted to check in Southern California, make sure everything is fine there in Southern California for racing this weekend. We're going to have some fun, and we will. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, Ralph. Good luck today.
Thank you, John. And now we go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry is getting ready with his Tiger Woods cap on. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Yeah, we're about a week away from the Masters.
Oh,
so I'm
yeah.
Getting ready to
And that is that the Masters is one of a kind, that's for sure. Even if you're even if you're not a golf fan, you got to love watching that thing.
Yeah, it's pretty unique and very special.
All right, now we get to the spring meet at Aqueduct. A really kind of no change in handicapping, though, right?
No, not at all. Actually, just, you know, just go about your business. You look at horses, you see how they go over the track and which ones take to it well and who are in improving form. And it's just the same. It has the same feel all the time. In that way, it's really a pleasant endeavor, you know, something that's very rock solid handicapping.
Well, like the horses and the jockeys and the athletes do, handicappers get into a rhythm too, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Jerry, I know that Aqueduct, you know, you put out a sheet today, and on that sheet, there aren't any star horses on the sheet, I see.
Yeah, it's happened very few times.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't find somebody that I thought was in really improving form, what I think is improving form. I mean, there's a lot of horses that are very, very well worth betting. The price is right, but I didn't see anybody that, that's the way it goes. If I don't see a star horse, isn't one.
That's fine, and that we like that sense of, integrity of keeping it that way.
You do
have a V horse though on the sheet. I want to tell everybody about that. There is a V horse there, so get the power pages today. And where are we going with the pick?
Well, I'm going to go right to the first race, Ralph. Number one, Soundbite from Michelle Nevin, really appeals to my eye. And here's a horse that just won by, as far as you can throw a little green apple.
Uh-huh.
And, it's sort of representative of a improving cycle. It could be a little tompish, but so she didn't get a star, but she still looks faster than everybody. And from a very reliable trainer and at 4-1, I think she's got enough value to make it a play. So not the perfect play, but certainly a 4-1 worth a bet. So, well, maybe down to 2-1 even.
Okay, and the one Sound Bite is your play there in the first race. Any link-ups?
Well, I'm going to basically worry about the win bet, but I will play a 1-4-4-1 exacta as well.
Okay, now the this is only a 5-horse field, but folks, I got to tell you, round bite is 4-1 on the morning line, and there are other horses at 5-2, 7-2, 9-2, and the horse that he picked as his link up, which is the 8-5 morning line favorite. So there's going to be value in this first race, even though it's a 5-horse field. First race post time is at 10:10 a.m. Pacific time. In that first race, the one is the key. Get a nice win bet on that, because I think that's going to be a very solid price in the short field. And the four is the only one that you're doing for a link up, because it is the morning line favorite there. You can get the power pages for today at Aqueduct right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. And I would just want to remind everybody, there's nobody in behind the scenes there that's in pain or anything. That's your dog. Your dog probably wanting to go out. You better get ready to walk your dog, okay, Jerry?
No, he wants to go up on the ledge to look out the window. He can't get up on his own anymore.
He's getting as old as we are.
He's older than I am.
Oh, my goodness. In dog years, I hope.
That's right. He got older than
me. Yeah. All right. Well, you take care of your dog, and we'll take care of trying to get some
tomorrow
winners.
I'll show everybody Smokey Bear. He'll be alive and well.
Okay. You got it, Jerry. All right. I want to remind everybody out there, as well as reminding Jerry as well, no show next Wednesday only, because of, we're taking some big major changes in the studio. They need the day off to do that, and we'll be accommodating that. But we'll be back on Thursday, and certainly, God willing and the crick don't rise, we'll be back tomorrow and over the weekend as well. In the meantime, Jerry's going to attend to his dog, and we're going to attend to getting some winners out at the races. And he's got one more thing to say. He's going to say it fast.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.